have a connection to the war in Vietnam. But for Vancouver writer Brandy Lynn Worrell, the two are intertwined. 8 years ago, Brandy was in the process of writing a memoir about being a child of a Vietnamese mother and a U.S. Army veteran when she was sidelined by an aggressive form of breast cancer. She was only 31. She had two small kids. She survived her radical cancer treatment and made some startling discoveries about herself and her family. What Doesn't Kill Us is the title of Brandy's new book, and she's reading tonight at the Heartwood Cafe. But first, she joined us here in Studio 10 this morning. Hello there.
Hi, Rick.
How long have you been cancer-free now?
7 years.
Why did you want to write this book?
The book actually began before I ever got cancer. I was doing my MFA at UBC. For a long time, I wanted to write the stories about my family. We were deeply affected by my parents' experiences in the Vietnam War, stuff we weren't allowed to talk about, but manifested in all sorts of dysfunctional ways. And then I got diagnosed with cancer in the middle of my studies, and my parents were coming to live with me to help take care of me and my family. It's quite an experience, not one that I recommend for someone who's 31, who's a mom, to be living with her parents, but I really had no other choice. And for that year during which I was going through chemotherapy, radiation, and all the surgeries that I had, I discovered a lot about myself, and suddenly a lot of the things that my parents experienced during the Vietnam War made a lot of sense in terms of facing your mortality at an age at which your peers don't even fathom it. It doesn't come into your mind.
So you're in the process of writing this memoir. This happens to you. What connection did you find between your cancer and your parents' war experiences?
Well, there's a psychological connection in terms of feeling isolation, feeling like no one would understand. Particularly, I think I really connected with my father because when he came back from the war, he very much experienced trauma that was unimaginable to his friends and family who never left the town. And in certain ways, I felt that same experience having cancer at 31 and no one else that I knew was going through that either. But then there's the more, I guess, physical or physiological connection in terms of Agent Orange, which when I came back to finish my MFA, my advisor asked me if I thought that my parents' exposure to Agent Orange might have had had a part in my cancer. And so I started doing research on this, on children of Vietnam War vets and what is thought to be certain genetic mutations that are passed down from the chemical exposure. And I found a lot of similarities between the illnesses that I've had throughout my life and these supposedly rare illnesses without family histories and that other vets' children's had.
When you were diagnosed, it was considered very rare for a woman of your age then to have breast cancer. In fact, one doctor, I understand, brushed your concerns aside.
That's true. You know, when you go in and you're 31 years old, even if you present with really obvious symptoms such as a lump, immediately I was told, "You're too young to have breast cancer." Those were the exact words that came out of his mouth, and I was sent on my merry way. So as it turns out, I wasn't too young, and in fact, the type of cancer that I had was also rare. It's triple negative breast cancer, which is a...
What does that mean?
It means that usually the majority of breast cancers, when we talk about breast cancer, it's not one disease but many. So the majority of breast cancers have something to do with hormones like estrogen. But my particular breast cancer has nothing to do with the female hormones. So triple negative means the hormone receptors, the three hormone receptors, had no impact on the cancer that I had. So that in itself made it higher risk for recurrence within the first 5 years. And then I went on to do genetic testing and found out that I was a BRCA2 carrier, so that's one of the breast cancer genes, which made it even more rare because usually if you're a triple negative breast cancer patient, you are BRCA1 carrier. So all these sort of combos of illnesses and the rarities on top of one another just made me wonder even more if there is something to do with my parents' exposure to Agent Orange.
From all the research you've done and what you've survived, mm-hmm. how has that affected the relationship with Mom and Dad?
My mother doesn't really understand. I mean, I think my mom's not literate in English, and she stopped going to school in Vietnam when she was age 8. So she's not that highly educated, and she's really highly religious in her Buddhism. So she understands that I write stories. I know she'll never read them, and like, I think she has mixed feelings about that, but she's okay with that. My dad, who unfortunately passed away very suddenly this year from lung cancer that was thought to due to his Agent Orange exposure, he was very excited about me writing this book. I think he read the first few chapters when he was diagnosed. He died 17 days after his diagnosis. So that's the title of my second memoir, 17 Days, because a lot has happened and a lot more of, I guess, introspection and reflection has happened since then. But he was happy because I think a lot of the things that he felt he wasn't allowed to talk about are in this book. Like, I helped him sort of write that narrative.
Brandy, best of luck with it.
Thank you.
And continued success.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And continued good health.
Thanks.
Brandilyn Worrell, the author of What Doesn't Kill Us, and she's reading and signing tonight at the Heartwood Cafe here in Vancouver. And for the purse, we've got a book to give away to the first person that calls us right now at 604-669-3733. Just tell us the name of the book, just like I did, at 604-669-3733. Tell us the name of the book, and it is yours. 28 minutes now past 8 o'clock. Business stories today can be summed up in one word by David Blair, and that is target.